day and talk about how wonderful this building is, and I haven't done that yet, but maybe that's the best news we've got right now.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your
building.
Let's talk briefly about your reactions to the governor's State of the State address last night.
Well, I thought it was interesting that, you know, it was just a very somber situation. He tried very hard to bring some light into the room, but people weren't buying it. That was my reaction. It was just very somber. But, you know, in the critical ideas that he had, they're just never well thought out. But I will be getting the budget here in about a half hour in a meeting, so I'll be hearing from the budget director. That will be an opportunity to find out how he's going to pay for his government. But we had, you know, the $15,000 for a bachelor's degree. That's one of the things I'm very curious about. How would you do that?
Any positives that you came away with at all, Sydney? And that is an interesting one. I know we've talked a lot about that $15,000 college deal.
Oh, I bet, because it was kind of like the only thing he really said. The positive? Well, he congratulated Anthony Hensley for being in public service for 41 years. And I thought that was very sweet. There was the governor himself has been said he'd been in public service for 30 years. So, you know, that's the positive. Maybe it's a positive. He did say that he was going to expect the legislature to work on this deficit issue. He didn't use that word. But it would be the legislature that would find the money for things. So this is the first time I've heard that from him. It's always been that his budget would be ready and he would produce the documents. So I think he is ready to allow us to do our work.
One of the things that we caught early on, and you already mentioned it, is the potential for K-State, for the state regents' universities, to lower their tuition to $15,000 for a student.
Mm-hmm.
And that...
No, that's not what he said. He said it would be a bachelor's degree for $15,000.
A bachelor's degree for $15,000.
I don't have his speech in writing. I know the press did have it afterwards last night, but I have not seen it in writing. But the words he used was you could get a bachelor's degree for $15,000.
Didn't specify for a semester.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't specify a semester or a year.
I have it right in front of me. Governor Brownback challenging universities to allow students to earn a bachelor's degree, pay only $15,000 in total costs. Brownback issuing the challenge in his annual address and going on to say his budget proposals would finance 50 student scholarships, but that is what it says, total.
You know, my dad was born 104 years ago, and I don't believe even then in his time, you know, maybe he could have gotten his 4 years for $15,000. But I do believe that many of the things that we have done in this administration are 1915. 1908 prices. You know, he's trying to bring us back to those levels, and we just can't do that in this era.
What a difference a century makes.
Really?
A whole century. Well, thank you for letting me get on the air with you this morning. I appreciate your giving me this opportunity. He did also stress that he still does not believe that we should go on with the Medicaid expansion. And I know that many of us still want to do that, and there's no guarantees what's going to happen in Washington about the Affordable Care Act, and I think Arkansans, our 150,000 people, still need care, and we can still move forward, and then we will be in position to take the next step with the rest of the country. But our federal dollars are going, my taxes, your taxes, are going in to pay for people's Medicaid expansion in every other state that has it. So, you know, I still think that's something we need to do, and our rural hospitals definitely are struggling, and this would really help them. So.
Representative Carlin, we thank you for taking some time out of your busy morning here today. And we know that there's a lot that's going to be bantered about in the hallways at the State House this morning and for the coming weeks. Good luck with all that.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
It's 8:38 at News Radio KMAN.